AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Environmental Protection Agency is taking charge of the cleanup from the East Palestine, Ohio train derailment and chemical burn and is ordering Norfolk Southern to pay the bill. EPA Administrator Michael Regan says the goal is to ensure Norfolk Southern is held accountable for jeopardizing the health and safety of the community.
It may not be enough to restore the sense of safety and security that this community once had, but we're going to work together day by day for as long as it takes to make sure that this community feels at home once again.
Separately, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg announced a package of reforms, calling on railroad operators to take immediate steps to improve safety. In Poland, President Biden says 1 year after the Russian invasion of Ukraine,
the commitment of the United States to our NATO alliance and Article 5 is rock solid. And every member of NATO knows it, and Russia knows it as well. An attack against one is attack against all. It's a sacred oath.
The president warned there were hard and bitter days ahead, but pledged the U.S. and its allies would have Ukraine's back. Russian President Vladimir Putin suspended Moscow's participation in the last remaining nuclear arms control pact with the U.S., announcing the move in a bitter speech where he made clear he would not change his strategy in the war in Ukraine. Russia's security head held talks with Chinese Communist Party's foreign policy chief, calling for closer cooperation with Beijing to resist Western pressure. Hundreds of people filled a church for the funeral of a 19-year-old Detroit-area woman and aspiring doctor who was one of three students shot and killed at Michigan State University. The Supreme Court rejected an appeal backed by the satirical site The Onion from a man who was arrested and prosecuted for making fun of police on social media. This is AP News. The death toll is rising in Turkey and Syria after a new and powerful earthquake. More than 45,000 have died from an earthquake 2 weeks ago.
The epicenter of Monday's 6.4 magnitude quake is in the town of Defne in Turkey's Hatay province, which borders Syria. It was also felt in Jordan, Cyprus, Israel, Lebanon, and as far away as Egypt. It was followed by a second magnitude 5.8 temblor and dozens of aftershocks. Following the quake 2 weeks ago, officials had warned victims to not go into the remains of their homes, but some people who've done so to retrieve what they can have now been caught up in the new quake. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The wreckage of a small plane carrying two Filipino pilots and two Australian passengers was identified on one of the Philippines' most active volcanoes. An aerial search found no sign of those aboard. Crews have not reached the crash site. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.